For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. Young people in Boone County are increasingly contracting COVID-19 more than any other age groups. Health officials are concerned because that demographic is sometimes asymptomatic and can easily affect more vulnerable populations. The health department reported that people under 30 years old account for more than half of the county's cases. In its Monday news release, the Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services Department says the 20 to 24 age group has seen the highest number of total cases across all groups. Scott Clardy is the assistant director for the health department. He told the Columbia Missourian that young people with COVID-19 are more often asymptomatic compared to older people, and that sometimes symptoms are so mild the individual may not realize they're related to COVID-19. MU Healthcare is opening a family medicine clinic in Boonville on July 6th. This comes about 7 months after the closure of Pinnacle Regional Hospital. Since its closure, many Cooper County residents lost access to their regular doctors and were forced to travel half an hour to Columbia or even farther to Sedalia to see a physician. In response to Missouri's record increase in positive COVID-19 cases, Governor Mike Parson attributed the rising numbers to more testing instead of a second wave. But the World Health Organization's emergencies chief, Michael Ryan, dismissed this notion earlier this week and attributed the rise in positive cases to loosened safety precautions. The increase in cases comes a week after Missouri's statewide health ordinances were lifted, and businesses can fully reopen in many areas. Despite the uptick, Parson says his administration is not considering closing Missouri again at all. The Missouri Supreme Court late yesterday kept alive a lawsuit that seeks to allow any voter to use an absentee ballot because of the pandemic. Dan Margulies reports.
The court sent the case back to the judge who dismissed it after finding that groups including the League of Women Voters and the NAACP had a right to challenge the constitutionality of the state's voting law. Missouri's law currently allows use of an absentee ballot only if voters provide an excuse for why they can't vote in person, and those voters need to get their absentee ballots notarized before they return them by mail. The challengers say no one should be forced to risk their health and leave their homes in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. The ruling doesn't mean they'll prevail, only that the judge must now reconsider their arguments. I'm Dan Margulies.
I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.